our word for this Advent season. It's in the gospel as penned by Luke, and that simply means good news. Luke 1:39 through 48. Luke 1:39 to 48. Amen. Yeah. It says, at that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Unexpected Joy. Unexpected Joy. Like no other time of the year, Christmas has a special and unique feeling. It brings on and brings to mind so many emotions. It's the time that as a child you could not wait. You wanted to be on your best behavior, even if it started in December the 20th. But you would always say, "What can I do? Have I been good?" Because you wanted to have a reward. We see Christmas in the faces of our children, in the faces of our grandchildren, in the faces of our great-grandchildren in some cases. And we notice the Christmas spirit by way of the song, like we heard earlier, and by way of the decorations. I've seen some people, they decorate the vehicles. So that's very interesting. Never done that before. But Christmas is also a time when we give gifts, but also receive gifts. I don't care how macho you are, you want a gift under the tree. Oh, that's okay. You let somebody not have you a gift. But maybe it's something that you did not ask for, something that was not on your list. And so often these unexpected gifts, they fulfill a need and they fulfill a want in our life. And just like unexpected gifts, we have a desire for this unexpected joy. And that puts us in good company with the biblical Mary today. Amen. She's the expectant mother, and I believe that she's the recipient of unexpected joy. Think about Mary's day. Mary is there minding her own business, and God sends an angel, Gabriel, to come to Nazareth, this small town, with a big announcement. No, there was not a press conference, but Gabriel shows up, he approaches her, and shares the news that you have been chosen to be what? To be the mother of the Messiah. And you and I have been chosen for major assignments from the Lord. In Mary's case, it was to bear the Christ child. What has God done in your life? What assignment has he given you? You're just not here to exist and to take up space. There is something about what is required of each of us. Now, don't be surprised. Mary is scared to death. She is troubled, the Bible says. She's perplexed, and she raises a legitimate question. Now, Gabriel, how can this be? I am a virgin. How in the world is this going to be possible? He explains it to her, and you may be asking God's messenger, how is it that this is going to come by? How am I going to be elevated? How am I going to make it the next day? These are questions that come our way day in and day out. The angel of the Lord gives all the details. And in the midst of this encounter, and this stuck out to me, in the midst of the conversation, in the midst of the announcement, Gabriel says, "Oh, by the way, go and check out your cousin Elizabeth. He didn't direct her to. He said, you know, your cousin, your people, Elizabeth, you know, Zechariah's wife, they are expecting. And okay, and he didn't tell her to go, but he happened to mention it. And God may be sending you to a place. He may be sending you to some place in life that maybe you didn't think about. And for you, it's not to go visit an Elizabeth, but God has sent you someplace to be with someone who is like-minded, someone who has your best interest. And so imagine this. Mary goes to Judea, to the countryside, and I just want to put on my spiritual imagination in the text. She probably shows them and says, hey, cuz, not expecting you to come, but so good to see you. And there are people that we've not seen in some time. And when we see them, we say, oh, my God, if I'd known you were coming, I would have prepared for you. And there was no way Mary could text. There's no way she could post it or call her. She shows up, and this would be a moment and a place of unexpected joy. It would show up there. Now, let's talk about unexpected joy. That's joy that is oftentimes unbelievable. Well, it is joy that is undeniable. It is joy that is unavoidable. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about joy being unbelievable. So Mary comes to the home of Elizabeth and Zechariah, and Elizabeth sees her and gets excited. She says, in a loud voice, the text says it, blessed are you among women. Don't you know, sis, you are blessed? Why? You will bear the Christ child. Now, she's thinking, okay, I know Gabriel came to me, but I guess he must have filled in Elizabeth as well. While she was not expecting me, Elizabeth is so excited to be in her presence. Amen? You are blessed. And this whole proclamation must have been shocking to Mary. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, I heard that, but you have shown up here for a reason. You are blessed. But what is even more unbelievable, she says in verse 43, or the Bible says, but why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She's saying, you know, I didn't expect this. Ever started your day and the unexpected happens, and that God does something in an unexpected way? And that was the case with Elizabeth. She was just, I can't believe it. I know you my people, but I can't believe, knowing where you are, knowing what God is doing through you, I just can't believe that you are at my house. You know, the Lord will send His spirit by your house. I know you got one of those alarm systems. You can tell who shows up. But can you imagine what God has done? This was unbelievable that, oh my God, you have allowed her to come to visit me. Blessed is she who has believed. That Elizabeth is just overjoyed. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unexpected joy. And look over at Romans 12 and 12. Be joyful. Be joyful in hope. Patient in affliction. Faithful in prayer. It is almost a command that even when you don't feel like being joyful, the Lord would do something in your life that would allow joy to bubble up. Philippians 4:4 reminds us to rejoice in the Lord always. And I say again, to rejoice. There's something happening in your world that allows you, even in the midst of challenge, to know that I am still able to find joy. It is unexpected joy. Unbelievable, but also this joy was undeniable. Amen?
Amen.
So this is Elizabeth, still talking. As soon, and she said, Mary, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Amen? And when something is undeniable, it can't be disputed, even by an unborn child. In this case, we're talking about John the Baptist. And keep in mind, Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant. And she and her husband, some scholars say, are in their 60s. This is a miracle in the works. Amen. Not something you'll see on TV, because she had been barren. But the Lord comes by. He will associate you with people and show you. Now, if I can do it for this person, I can do it for you. Mary's news was undeniable. Even John got excited. He leaped because he heard the voice coming by way of Mary, who was carrying the king. Amen.
Amen.
Not the voice of a cousin, but I heard something deeper. And, you know, that's the great news we see today. What have you heard lately that has caused something to leap in your spirit? Not bad news bandits, not people who are Debbie Downers. But I mean, when was the last time you heard some news that it didn't just do something for your mind, but in your spirit, man, and in your spirit, woman, something began to leap because you knew it was the truth? John jumped because, hey, that is real. Did you just feel that? Did you just feel that kick? Now, guys, we don't know about this, but our wives will tell us and mothers will tell us that they can feel a kick. They can feel a leap even in this time. So it is not beyond us to know that there's some things that are just undeniable that God saved me, undeniable that he's keeping me in his perfect peace, undeniable that he's showing up in our experience. And yeah, we're on this medium right now, and we'd love to be in person, but the Holy Spirit cannot be muffled in any way. It's undeniable that Jesus is still real, irregardless of whether we're in a building or not. I just had to go there for a second. Amen. Isaiah 55 and 12 says, you will go out in joy. Now, once you hear that kind of news like that, and this joy comes, you'll go out in a joyful way and be led forth in peace. Why? Because joy has become attached to who you are. John 16:24, Jesus is sharing with his disciples. He says, now, until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, and your joy will be complete. Don't you want some complete joy today?
Amen.
This unexpected joy was undeniable, unbelievable, but also unavoidable. So after all this, Mary starts to speak. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state. I'm just a teenage girl in a small town, and he comes to me. And from now on, all the generations will call me blessed. Isn't that amazing that no matter where you are in your life and no matter what your background is, that there are some things that are unavoidable, that the Lord has chosen you for some things. Amen. And there's nothing that can stop that. No matter what people say, well, how'd you do it? Were you in a management program? What happened? Who did you know? I know Jesus. People want to know why you're where you are today in positions of influence. It is because of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Mary could not avoid what was going on. And she begins to praise the Lord. Amen. That's called the Magnificat. That is this whole hymn of praise. And she realized that, wait a minute, that there's some joy taking place here. And Elizabeth is still giving God the praise. The baby is still leaping. There's joy. And now it hits Mary. Hey, you know, I can't believe a praise party broke out in that place. Amen.
Amen.
My soul glorifies the Lord. Party. Praise, joy. I love what Psalm 71 and 23 says. It says, my lips will shout for joy. This is not a silent believer now. When I sing the praise of you in whom you have delivered. When God has done something for you, when God has laid his hands on you, you might try to avoid it, but you can't avoid giving him praise in your own way. But there's something about the goodness of the Lord. And Mary realized, wait a minute, I've not just been chosen, but I feel joy all around me. The angel didn't tell me that when I got up to Elizabeth's house that the joy would break out, but it did. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, and Luke could not get past this. The writer Luke goes over in the 15th verse, chapter, and he begins to write more about this rejoicing. He tells a couple of parables, and these are earthly stories with heavenly meaning. Talks about the shepherd who has 100 sheep and loses one. He leaves the 99 and he goes and finds the one. And when he comes back, he's all excited. He calls up his friends and neighbors and listen, I found the one sheep. Can I just pause that for a second? Mm-hmm. He calls his friends and neighbors and say, listen, can you all rejoice with me? You need a friend or a neighbor who don't mind giving God the praise with you. You can't call everybody. He must have known they had a praise record. They must have known that he had lost his sheep. And they watched him when he came back with that sheep over his shoulder. Yeah. He began to give God the praise. And the same kind of thing is happening when we give our life to Jesus Christ. Mm. Luke tells another parable about the woman who had 10 coins. She lost one. And I tell you what, you know mama cleaned the house. She had a lamp. She swept. Could not find this. But when she finally got this coin, again, call friends and neighbors. Rejoice with me. That which is lost has now been found. And the word said they rejoiced. Amen?
Amen.
And whenever you give your life to Jesus Christ, don't you know that the angels are rejoicing in heaven? Oh, yes, they are. Back in June of 1965, when I gave my life to Jesus, the saints at Springfield were rejoicing. Why? Me and Mars Williams had given in on that Friday night. And I want to say that this year, the Lord took Mars home to glory. And so he's up there giving God the praise as well. But you got to remember these things in your life. The day that I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And Jesus died and he rose again. And he got up on the third day. And that is why we now have this Jesus joy.
Amen.
This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to
That's
me.
Right.
This joy that I have, the world can't take it away. They may mess with your happiness, but let nobody steal your joy. They're wondering why you're still giving God the praise Amen. When things are looking bad and gloomy. You say, well, you don't know. It's unexpected. Something is happening on the inside. Amen.
Amen.
I got that joy down in my heart. Do you have joy today? I mean joy down inside of you that no matter where you are, you'll begin giving God the praise. You can be in the basement of your house. Amen. And joy will show up.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, I can't beat the building. But you know, your joy is not predicated about where you worship. How many folk worship in the car? I know folk think you crazy. Thank God for tinted windows. You giving God the praise. But that's because this joy shows up unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And we know it comes from Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
Yeah.
Unexpected joy. Mary had no idea that this little visit would turn into what it did. That she realized that what had happened was unbelievable, undeniable, unavoidable. That is the word of God. It's already blessed. Let's take a moment
Amen.
To think about what has been shared in the biblical text. And that is that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
I'm not anti anything as it relates to your gifts. And I see the malls jumping. I see the trucks delivering our gifts. But don't lose sight of what this season and this day is all about.
Amen.
Amen. Is that folk were looking for this King, and he sent a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. Jesus died for us. He came to die. And maybe today you found your place at home or wherever you are, and you just have no reason to be joyful. This is the worst Christmas I'm ever going to have. Can't buy what I used to buy. It's going to be tough, you know. But let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you.
Yes, he does.
And I say right now that joy is at, did you check your door? Joy is at your door, trying to get in, to come into your heart. Let's bow today. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. If there's one today who have never experienced the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, I pray today that they may open their mouths. And the Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Thank you, Jesus, today for that one soul that you touched, for that leap of joy that's taking place in their life. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My God, don't you feel some joy today?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Thank you as always for joining us. And want to let you know that there are ways that you can stay connected to us by way of our updates, and we're sending them out. Our team is on it. Text, email. I get them too. I say, wait a minute. All right, now I got my text.
Amen.
And that is to let you know what's happening in the life of the church with updates. And then we thank you so much for your commitment and your sacrifice to give online. Come to harvest.org, give online. To God be the glory. And God continues to supply all of your needs. I was in the store just the other day, and the sister said, I want to tithe. And I gave her the app. I said, here's how you do it. Amen?
Amen.
When folk have been blessed, they want to give. And of course, for prayer requests, we know that so many are going through. I may get them by way of text. That's all right. We want to pray for you. There's so many people that are going through. Contact cometoharvest.org. Praise be to God. Amen. As always, we want to just tell you about that. And there's enough time for you to get the book Under the Tree. I know you got the G.I. Joe this is G.I. Joe? Cabbage Patch. I just told my age. But, you know, I know all them stations y'all got. But make sure you get something that's going to really help to build up the faith of your children or grandchildren. They may not want to play with it yet, but it's got some meat in it. It's a book. It's on our website, timtutontv.com. Amen. And want to remind you always to find good music, gospel music, inspirational music on Rejoice. There's also a link for that radio station as well. And when it comes to sweaters, amen, that we want to see pictures of your holiday sweaters. You can tag us. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You can send us by way of email. Oh, you got a sweater or two. Now don't go out and buy one. You got one in the closet, but we want to see, want to be able to share by next week just all the beautiful sweaters. The choir even has sweaters today. To God be the glory. Amen?
Amen.
And we want to close out today with a song to take us home. Amen? Amen. Jesus, light. of the world. I actually know that lady on the screen. Like I know her. Amen. Praise be to God. But anyway, we want to thank you for joining us today. Be sure to share this broadcast with someone. I just still feel the joy of the Lord today. And we thank you as always for just joining us every week. And just share this message with somebody who just, they may be down. They need a word. Amen. On behalf of one of the top tech teams, operational teams anywhere, I want to thank you from Harvest Christian Ministries. We'll talk to you soon. Amen. Have a blessed day in the Lord.